أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة إن الله كان لطيفا خبيرا. Honorable mothers and sisters and muallimat, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, make me maaf, we went to the wrong madrasa and we landed up there in Sherwood. Nevertheless, the time we got, we will get the message through, inshaAllah. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses the honorable wives and spouses of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Wadhkurna, you must by heart and memorize. Ma yutla fi buyutikunna, what is recited in your homes. It shows us waje mutahharat in their homes and houses, the wahi were revealed. Min ayatillahi wal hikmah, the verses of Almighty Allah and the wisdom. Inna Allaha kana latifan khabira, Almighty Allah is the knower of all the mysteries and aware of everything. MashaAllah, you are a muallima, a teacher, and you have certain responsibilities. So what are those responsibilities? Almighty Allah Jalla wala teaches us, Kunu Rabbaniyin bima kuntum tuallimun al-kitab, that you, the teachers, you should be Rabbani. Rabbani means that you connect the students and you bring about the qualities within yourself and within the students. Not only ta'aleem, but with ta'aleem there must be tarbiyah as well. Today in majority of our institutions, locally, nationally, internationally, we find that ta'aleem takes place, whether in our makatib or darulums, girls' madrasas, whatever. But the aspect of tarbiyah, then that is a big question mark. And that's exactly what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. Kunu Rabbaniyin. So how the father and mother have to make tarbiyah? They have to teach the student, their pet children, about right and wrong. We, the teachers, have to teach them spiritually. Therefore, Sufyan bin Uyayna, who was one of the greatest teachers of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, used to say that the parents save the children from the fire, but the spiritual parents, the teachers, they save the students from the fire of Jahannam. And that is why the rank and status of the teacher is so great. So you, my muallima, teacher, appa, call yourself whatever you want to, then you should ask yourself that we pay so much emphasis, they must know their surahs, they must know their du'as, they must know how to do this, how to do that. But when it comes to the spiritual aspect, then that we remain very, very, we neglect it, and obviously the student neglects it. Now how can we inculcate all this within our students? So number one is we ourselves, we must show them via example. I'll just give 3-4 easy examples. In a boy's darulum, in our madrasas, darulum, call it jamia, whatever you want to, then the teacher will tell the students that he, the students, must not smoke. But you will find sometime, ma'al asafi shadid, that is, unfortunately, the teacher himself is smoking. So what example are we really setting for the students? So you will tell the student that you know how important it is. They have to protect and preserve their hijab and their modesty, morality, haya, shame. But when you yourself, when you're on holiday and you know Durban is so hot and so forth, then sometimes we ourselves, I'm not saying all obviously, but in some instances, because we receive queries every day, so that's why we become aware of what's happening. So we see that then we are not a very good example. So the easiest way to win the students' confidence and heart and mind is we, the muallim, the male, the muallima, the female teacher, We have to lead by example. That's number one. Number two, see today the menace, the scourge of the telephone, the cell phone, iPhone, smartphone, call whatever we want to. So we are the ones, we tell them that this phone is so harmful. But we will see in our madrasas, I know when I go to madrasa and we sit in the class, so I go once a week to Darul Zakaria, and you see the students, Bukhari Sharif is being taught, Ahadith Kitab are being taught. But while the daras, the lesson is going on, they busy sending messages, WhatsApp messages, and so many things are going on. So how can then we show respect and expect respect from our students when we ourselves are doing these things here? So you, the muallima, you should have a principle and say an usul that in your class, you will not use the phone and none of your students are allowed to use the phone. So you have to lead easily by example. You start making their tarbiyah in that way there. Because you can't give knowledge your divided attention. It must be your undivided attention. You know the Quran Kareem says, Qul, say O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh my beloved Allah, increase me in knowledge. So remember that this knowledge is from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave. People say it's a hadith, but it's not a hadith, it's a proverb, just a saying. اُطْلُبُ الْإِلْمَ مِنَ الْمَهْدِ إِلَى الْلَهَدِ, that seek the knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So remember that that is something that we should try and aspire to do. While I'm speaking on this, another thought Allah Jalla Wala put in my mind. Many a time we quote certain things and those things are not authentic and it is fairy tales. But we teaching it to the students. So you must make sure, O Muallima, that whatever you teach, you have an authentic reference. It can't be some Urdu kitab and some kitab like that some person wrote. You must know that, I give you 3-4 easy examples. You will find that in our syllabi it is written, our ulama's madrasas, that on a Friday, the day of Ashura, the day of Qiyamah will come. Now this has become so famous, but remember it is not authentic. This is propaganda from the Shia side. But it has infiltrated into our schools, our madrasas. And you will see when you tell people, they find it astonishing. They say, this Maulana, this Hazrat, it's fine. We love them, we respect them, but cannot be part of our aqidah and belief structure if we don't have proof for it. So we say, وَفِيهِ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ, on a Friday, Qiyamat will occur, 100% authentic. But to specify the date and say 10th Muharram, that itself is going against the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif says, لَا تَعَتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَى, that Qiyamat will come to you suddenly. So how can it be suddenly when we know the date? So we must, and it's nowhere mentioned in any authentic hadith. So therefore, whatever you teach, oh, Muallima, Apa, make sure that you are propagating, teaching that which is correct and not just something we heard, idhar udhar ki baate, you know, as we say in Urdu. We just heard it, so now we're teaching it. No. Another example I give you, that so many people are sending messages on the WhatsApp, the first person to inform you about Ramadan, then Jahannam will be haram upon him or her. And they say, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said this. How can this be authentic? So it's nowhere mentioned in any hadith kitab. So, but because people just give it currency, mention it on the new, in our, you know, WhatsApp and what have you, social media, and now it gains currency, becomes famous, and we, our intention is good, but remember, it's a major, major sin Islamically. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man kadhaba alayya mutaammidan falyatabawwa maqadahu minan nar. This hadith is mutawatir. Mutawatir means in every famous hadith kitab you will find it. Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Nasai, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad. All the famous hadith kitab you will find that who lies against me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deliberately, then you should prepare your seat already in Jahannam. So imagine the wa'id. So remember, our function is to propagate the Quran Sharif, to teach the ahadith and mubarak of Nabi alayhi wa sallam, but not to bring fabrications and not to bring things that are not authentic, and more so when it has to do with aqidah. You see, one is our aqidah, our belief structure. One is fazail. In fazail, it's different. You get so much sawab or so forth and so on. So there, even majority ulama, they will say that weak ahadith will be acceptable and so forth. But in aqidah, it's not acceptable. So we need to draw that distinction and need to be very careful in this regard. The next issue, mothers, sisters, is that you yourself should not be looking for loopholes. I'll just give you one, two examples, that I receive queries that, you know, people, they say, which town Allah alone knows which place. They will say that our upper, our muallima, she said for the ladies to cut hair is permissible, and she herself is cutting hair. Now how you justify this? If I do wrong, say it is my weakness, my shortcoming. Don't say that Islam allows it. This hadith in Jami'u Sagheer. Remember, Nabi alayhi salatu salam prohibited the ladies from cutting the hair and so forth. And therefore, it's definitely not permissible, even if the husband says so. So we need to be clear on these issues. Not because we want to do something, so the lady appa wants to keep a TV or watch TV. Now we say, yes, this Maulana and this Mufti Saab and this Hazrat Saab comes on TV, so therefore it's permissible. Say, it's not permissible, but it is my weakness. That is what we should be saying. Not trying and justify the wrong. So many a time, see, two mistakes, if you want to call it mistakes. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam is a Nabi of Almighty Allah. And he made a mistake. We say all Anbiya ma'asum. Allah Jalla wa Ala exonerated him. فَنَسِيَ آدَمُ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ أَزْمَى. And he, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, forgot. There was a prohibition and he ate from the tree. But he admitted his mistake. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Ya Allah, we have wronged our souls. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive us and envelope us in your mercy, then we will be from the losers. But the shaitan, his was not the mistake. It was an act of defiance. It was an act of based on arrogance and pride. Aba wastakbara. He defied the command of Allah. His pride and arrogance got the whole of him. So he said, Ana khayrun min, trying to justify his vices and wrong. And we all know what happened. So when we start doing that, instead of belonging to Hizbullah, to the party of Allah, we go into Hizbu Shaitan. See the ramifications and consequences of this. We know we're doing wrong, and yet we justify it. Today, any fatwa you want, you will find. You can just go on the internet and you will find some crazy things there. So therefore, we need to be very careful. Another point, when we are teaching, remember, then we should always see which sources we are using. So therefore, always consult the ulama. Ibn Sirin said, Unzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum. Watch out from whom you are taking your deen. Today, there is a big problem in the world. People just sit with the internet, sit with the Sheikh Google and Mr. Twitter and this one and that one, and think they can imbibe this knowledge of Wahi and Quran and Sunnah. That can never happen. Remember, Islam condemns that totally. In Islam, see Surah Jumu'ah, Surah 62 verse 2. What was the function of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting the verses. So that is our makatib, our madrasas and so forth. Wa yuzakihim, and he was purifying them. That is your khanka and your tasawwuf and tazkiyah and so forth. So purifying them from the jealousy, the pride, all these things. Wa yuallimuhumul kitab, and teaching them the Quran Sharif. Wal hikmah, and teaching them the wisdom. And that is, remember, that the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So therefore, sisters, we have a double responsibility and a triple responsibility. One is we must learn the deen. Second, we must teach the deen. Third, we have to practice on this deen and make sure that whatever we are teaching, insha'Allah, is authentic and maqbool. Therefore, daily read 2 rakat salat. Allahumma ij'alni min al-maqbooleen. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, make me from the accepted servants. You know, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib, rahimahullah, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib, son, he passed away in 1965. So Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Nawar Allah Mar Qadahu used to say one sentence, and that is very important for all of us, and that is qabiliyat shart nahi qabuliyat shart. What is the meaning? Sometimes we think, I have this degree and I'm so intelligent, I'm a genius and so forth. That is not a prerequisite by Almighty Allah. That is not the condition. What is a condition, a prerequisite by Almighty Allah? Qabooliyat. That Allah Jalla wa'ala accepts us for His deen. I've been to so many countries, and you've been to some countries, I'm sure. You will hardly find that the infrastructure we have here in South Africa, they have. Majority of the places, even Muslim countries don't have. So mothers, sisters, make shukr to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala that Allah has made us from those people, that today we are the muallim and muallimat, that we are the teachers, we are the students and so forth. And therefore, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa allama. So daily we should thank Almighty Allah for all His bounties that are recurring and showering upon us. And similarly, we should beg Almighty Allah to make us the khadim of His deen. Allah can use anybody. Remember that. Allah does not need any one of us or our institutions. It is the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah that Allah Ta'ala uses us for the upliftment of His deen. And the last one, always emphasize. Mufti, okay? Oh, you must tell me one, Mufti, okay? So, one of the last 2-3 things we'll mention, that number one is teach the students simple du'as. This zamana, we can't teach people long du'as. In life, you have to make the right decisions. Now you go teach them that istikhara du'a, half the teachers don't know the du'a. So, learn, teach them the short du'a, the hadith in Tirmidhi, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. O Almighty Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me. You want to get married. Must you get married to Abu Bakr or Umar? Must you get married to Usman or Ali? So remember Abdullah, Abdul Qadir, Abdul Rahman. So you're going to get married to one, obviously. So ask Allah, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. So make the right decisions. Second one, that remember, we have to impress upon the students the greatest gift which Allah Jalla wa Ala has blessed us with is the wealth of Iman. And we must learn all these Quranic du'as, simple du'as, which Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala taught the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. O Almighty Allah, let me pass away as a Muslim. Let me die as a Muslim. And join me with the pious and devout servants. Imagine. A dua of a Nabi. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ. Those are the people Allah Jalla wa'ala gave them hidayat. And you must follow in their footsteps. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. We all go through this in life. Sometimes there are moments of joy and happiness. Sometimes there are moments of sadness, grief, worry, and we feel so depressed and down. So read Surah 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us the benefit is in the Quran itself. Wa najjaynahu min al-gham wa kadhalika nunjil mu'minin. And similarly, Almighty Allah will rescue the believers. So it's not confined to Nabi Anbiya alayhi salam or Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. When we fall ill, so many people are ill. Daily we get requests. somebody's father, mother, the person themselves, their children, siblings. So Surah 21, verse 83, dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, Anni massani yadurru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, that I am afflicted with distress and pain. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So teach the people. Yesterday I was delivering a lecture there in Umslanga. I said that, see, they say it's 82, 83 days left for Ramadan. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want the reference of this, open Tafsir ibn Kathir. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. That is my heart's desire, that every one of you, male, female, adult and child. Mufti Abhaye. So, 2 minutes, I'll finish up now. So Mufti Zab is here, I'll just finish up now. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, that it is my ardent desire that each one of you, male, female, adult and child, teacher and student, that we should memorize and by heart Surah Yasin and Surah Mulk. Surah Yasin 83 verses and we see Surah Mulk 30 verses. So we should impress upon our students that inshallah these type of surahs that they should be memorizing and learning. And in conclusion, there's a hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Every parent, and mashallah in South Africa, we are blessed. I don't think you will find a town today in South Africa that where there are no huffaz. Every small little town also you will find one, two hafiz. So you want to become hafiza, you want your children to become hafiz. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu came to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I learn, I forget, I learn, I forget. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the night of Jumu'ah, what we call Thursday night, so read Surah Fatiha, first rakat, and Surah Yasin. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, and read Surah Dukhan, Surah 44. How we read the sunnats of Zuhur Salat, the four sunnat Muakkada, in the same manner and method. In the third rakat, you read Surah Fatiha and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. This is the sequence mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. And in the fourth rakat, Surah Fatiha and then Surah Mulk. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says that I used to do this on the night of Jumu'ah. I used to make dua and lo and behold, Allah blessed me with a retentive memory. So this is known. If we have our copies of Indo-Pak, you won't find that normally. But if you have Tirmidhi Sharif in the Arab world, then you find the Tarjamatul Bab, the heading, then there is written, Babu ma ja'a fi du'a il hifz. So this is known as the du'a, to become a hafiz of Quran, and Allah Ta'ala blesses us with a retentive memory. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala accept everyone's efforts, and may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala accept all of us for His deen. Barakallahu fiqh, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.